convolutional neural networks toward deeper networks. One of the defining features of deep CNNs is the number of hidden layers within the networks. Shortly after the groundbreaking performance of AlexNet in the 2012 MidNet Challenge, many networks have been designed to improve its performance with a trend toward larger and deeper neural networks. The increase in layers has been postulated to increase the capacity of a network to learn complex features. However, deeper networks can be more difficult to train, and the addition of layers have been observed to lead to performance degradation and a higher training error. Further architectural refinement were required to improve model training and performance, as detailed further in this article. Skip connections. Skip connections are shortcut connections from one layer to a deeper layer, skipping one or more layers. A skip connection typically adds or concatenates the output of a shallower layer with the output of a deeper layer. These connections are empirically found to improve training of very deep neural networks, starting with the residual neural network. The informal intuition behind these connections is that they allow the skipped layers to fit a residue or error mapping, which may be easier than training those layers to fit a more complex full mapping. Further analysis has shown that skip connections facilitate training by eliminating larger irregularities in the shape of the loss of function, which measures the output error of the model. Bottleneck blocks. Bottlenecks is neural networks improve computational efficiency by reducing the number of feature maps. A feature map or channel in a CNN is the output of a convolutional kernel applied to either an output image or to the set of feature maps produced by the previous neural network layer. The number of output feature maps from a layer is therefore the number of convolutional kernels in the layer. Bottlenecks are implemented by a set of one convolution kernels, which preserve the spatial dimensions of the previous layer, but can change the number of feature maps dependent on the number of convolutional kernels. Reducing the number of feature maps reduces the computational complexity of subsequent convolution operations and efficiently compresses the input feature maps into a more compact representation. The number of feature maps can be subsequently augmented by a one-by-one convolution layer with more output channels than input channels. This architecture was used effectively in inception modules as well as in the building blocks of ResNets. Multi-branch convolutions. Multi-branch convolutional architectures use conventional operations in parallel in places of a single convolution. Each branch, for instance, can process information at a different spatial scale. The outputs of the branches are then aggregated by concatenation or summation. Such multi-branch architectures are postulated to efficiently increase the representational power of the network, with prominent examples again seen in the inception modules and the ResNet architecture. Wider networks. owing to diminishing returns in neural network performance with increasing depths. There has also been work on scaling the width of the networks, referring to the number of feature maps or channels per convolutional layer. While radio networks, in some cases, can be trained more easily and perform better than deeper conventional ResNets, although at the expense of increased number of parameters and memory requirements. More recently, the efficient net family of models scales depth, width, and resolution of networks in a balanced manner to provide an effective trade-off between size and accuracy. Ensembles of networks combining the results of ensemble independently trained neural networks can improve performance. Combining the results of an ensemble independently trained neural networks can improve performance. Ensembles have produced winning results in immediate image classification competitions, as well as in radiology tasks such as pediatric bone age prediction and pneumonia detection. Recent experimental work with neural network ensembles suggest that independently trained networks efficiently sample from different local optima in the solution space and improve accuracy through functional diversity.